Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Star's Conversations, go ahead and head over to YouTube and subscribe now. So I wanted to talk about this very viral clip that went viral on TikTok, and now it is everywhere, about a young woman. I believe she's probably in her late teens or early 20s, and she has become pregnant because she was fornicated, and her church and her parents made her go up there and apologize to the church. And the girl was very, or the young lady, I should say, she was very emotional. You can tell she was embarrassed. She was filled with shame. You could just tell by her words and her demeanor and everything. So I have some feelings towards that. So I'm going to go ahead and play the video and let you guys watch it if you haven't watched it already. And then I'll give my commentary at the end of the video.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Stand right in front of the congregation. Yeah, right in front of you. Don't touch that table.
I want to apologize to everybody in here. Because I am pregnant, I'm sorry, y'all, and I just hope that y'all all forgive me and won't pray for me.
Say, I assume she you repent. Then you never wait later to repent. If you sin, you don't wait no 2-3. You don't wait till the baby come to repent. You repent now. You just don't do it again. But you got to repent. I don't care how you look at it. You already know the harvest. You already know what time it is. I told her. It's not what you think it is. But the church praying for you. Amen. We ain't going to condone your sin now. We ain't going to do that. Ain't no baby showers going on. That's what you lose out at. When you have a baby out of wedlock, ain't no baby showers. Nobody just tripped about a 10-1. Mama shouldn't have one neither. You gotta take care of your granddaughter. But you can't condone sin. You don't have no private baby shower. You can't have no baby shower. You lose all the prize and glory. You lose all that. You just lose all that. Thank God that God didn't take you out of here. I'm not.
Okay, so now that we have heard what the pastor has said in this video, let's read what the mother has stated on Facebook. So the mother, her name is D. Miles, and then she tagged her church, and then she also tagged, I believe, is the pastor and the young lady, which is her daughter. So this is what she wrote. To everyone that's concerned, we greatly appreciate it. However, I do want you to know that you all are interrupting my peace and is causing more damage than good. You are showing up, disrupting my church, my beliefs, and disrespecting my pastor. I am where I want to be and where I choose to be. We are not forced or manipulated to stand before the congregation. My daughter willingly approached the congregation and was welcomed and embraced with open arms. I stand on what I've been taught, and I am raising my daughter to do the same. I stand with my pastor. Child. Okay, so that's a lot. And so she tagged the daughter, and she tagged the pastor, and she tagged the church. So this is my thing. That was not about restoration, right? Jesus came to restore us back to the Father because we are a sinful people. The Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Now, so as you all have saw, as everyone has saw, when she went up there and she approached the congregation, she was very, I would say, emotional, embarrassed, filled of shame and condemnation. And she was pleading for the congregation to forgive her. And so because she was pleading for the congregation to forgive her, you know, she sat down. It was very short, right? So then the pastor goes up and he's like, you know, when you sin, you let the sin, you expose the sin, whatever he said, right? Basically expose the sin when the sin happened. Okay, that's true. You don't wait until after the baby is born. But my thing is that her sin of fornication resulted in the I don't want to say consequence, but the consequence of her being pregnant. And so now she's having this baby. And so she comes forward and she's like, okay, I'm pregnant. And what I didn't like what the pastor did is that he threatened the congregation. Yes, I'm going to use the word threaten. He threatened the congregation that they bet not attend no baby shower. And don't you have no secret baby shower. Now that right there exposes his heart. He is trying to exert his authority over the bounds of what a pastor should have authority over a congregation. Sir, you cannot control people's actions, obviously, because she became pregnant. And so when he threatened the congregation not to have no baby shower and not to attend no baby shower for her, it showed a pious attitude. It shows a holier than thou attitude. And that is not the true characteristics of a leader that God desires. The Bible says that how you love one another will show people who are outside of the church how much you love me is about how you love one another. And that was not about love. That was not about restoration. That was not about restoring the brokenhearted and the fallen back into the good grace of Jesus Christ. That was about power. That was about shame. That was about, if you do this, this will happen to you as well. So you bet not do it. That doesn't change a person's heart posture towards God to want to serve him. The only person I believe, and this is my opinion, that she should have apologized to is her mother, because more likely she probably stayed with her mother. And also to the most importantly, she needed to repent to God, not because she got pregnant. She needed to repent to God because of her action of wanting to fornicate, which goes against his law. We don't want to just keep the commandments because we don't want to be publicly shamed. We don't want to just keep the commandments because it makes us look righteous and holy in front of people, because God is the one who is examining our hearts. He says, man, look out the outward appearance, but I examine the heart. So she was apologizing because she got pregnant. She wasn't apologizing because she was fornicating. So that shows right there that the heart posture has not fully understood that I broke the command of God because I fornicated. And because I fornicated, I broke God's heart. And because I broke God's heart, I am a sinful person. And because of my sinful action, it resulted in me breaking his law, and I became pregnant without being in the bonds or the realm or the boundaries, I should say, and what he desires for me to be in the boundaries, which is being married, which is having a husband, which is loving him with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. When I made the choice to fornicate, I was not thinking about this will break God's heart. So indeed, she was not restored back into the grace of God and who he is, as Jesus restored the woman who was caught in adultery when he told her to go and sin no more, or when he met the woman at the well and he told her, if you will ask me for a drink of water, I will give you living water and you would never thirst again. And he asked her to go get her husband. And she said, I have no husband. And he said, you're right. You've been married 5 times. And the man that you're living with now, you're not even married to. So obviously this woman was caught in her act, or called out, I should say, for living a sinful lifestyle. But he didn't say that you needed to apologize to the people and everyone because you're living with your a man that's not your husband. He told her that if you would ask me for a drink of water, I would give you living water, meaning that I would give you everything that you need. I will fill every void that you feel in your life because you will have me, and I will restore you back into who I designed you to be before the creation of the heavens and the earth, and you would be satisfied that you won't have to go and search looking for a husband, looking for someone to love you. That's what he was saying to her. If you ask me for a drink of water, I will give you living water. He wanted to restore her back, but not by publicly shaming her. They were having a one-on-one conversation. So what should have happened is that they should have restored her or helped restore her and let her know that she needs to have a one-on-one conversation with God of why she wanted to fornicate, of why she feels though that it was okay to do this, knowing that this is our standard. When we sin, it breaks God's heart. So when we actively sin, no matter what the sin is, and we call ourselves Christians, even if we don't call ourselves Christians, because he wished that no man would perish, we break God's heart because he cannot tolerate sin. So for the act of me fornicating and knowing that I broke his heart because he loves me so much that I sinned against him, that should be enough to break my heart to say, I never want to sin against my God, my Father again. So even though I did sin and now I have this baby, all things work together for good for those who love God through Jesus Christ, right? So God, restore me back to the Father. Lord, help me to walk straight. Help me to defeat this spirit of lust that I have that causes me to fornicate. They should be giving her resources to say that this is what caused me, because it's just lust. It just is keeping a buck. It's just lust. It's lust that entices me to want to fornicate. It's lust that entices people to want to fornicate and commit adultery. How can I overcome this spirit of lust that I have? I need to be restored back to the Father. How can I be restored back to him? First, I need to confess my sin. I need to repent of my sin to him, the Father, with a sincere heart. And then I need to ask the Holy Spirit, help me to keep the commandments of God, reading my Bible, praying, surrounding myself with people who have the love of God and the mercy of God, so I can tell another young woman who might have been in the same situation that I was in, or prevent them from being in the same situation that I am in right now, and let them know that the love of Christ wants to restore them, because it was the love of Christ that restored the woman who was caught in adultery. He told her to go and sin no more. So what I'm trying to say is this, is that if you find yourself in a church that has a pastor that wants to control what you do on the outside of the church, not because, oh, it's right to do by God, but more so you can't be a part of this church if you're going to be acting like this and that, and not really want to restore you and give you the resources to live a holy and acceptable life, run away. Run away from that church, because that's not a church that operates in the spirit of restoration, in the spirit of forgiveness, in the spirit of mercy, in the spirit of grace. Now, we're not talking about hyper grace, right? Oh, you can live how you want to live and God will forgive you. Don't worry about that. No, we're not talking about that. We will not sin so grace can abound. Let it never be. But we must have a balance. This is why when Jesus speaks to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, he says that you are a church that hates sin, but you do not love one another as I commanded you to love one another. Where's the love? Right? Where's the love? Yes, you hate the sin, but you don't love like you once loved before. And I believe this church falls in that category. We must love each other as Christ loved us. We must love each other. We must show each other love, and we must show each other grace. In the book of James, and I'm going to put it on the screen, he says, those who show grace will receive grace. Those who show mercy will receive mercy. I want to show mercy and grace so I can receive mercy and grace, because I know that I am nothing. I am filthy, ratchet and dirty in my own righteousness without Jesus Christ. So it's because of Jesus Christ that he has made me clean and whole and pure because of his sacrifice. And so I extend mercy so I can receive mercy. I don't condone sin. I don't celebrate sin, but I understand that Jesus came so we may be restored to the Father. Now, I don't know this young lady's history. Just by looking at her TikTok and her Facebook, she's a very attractive young woman, right? And so just by the glimpse of her TikTok, it was just like, oh, okay. You know, we all dealt with lust. It is what it is. The music that we listen to, the movies, the shows that we listen to, the friends that we involve ourselves around. Right. So I hope that this all turns around for her good. I hope that she actually finds out who Jesus Christ really is, because the way that they are going about it, this is what causes church hurt. This is what causes people not to want to be a part of the church, right? We just had a viral video about a couple of weeks ago of a woman who was in a Baptist church that said, oh, they told me growing up because I wasn't a virgin, I'm going to hell, right? This is what this type of action, what this church has displayed, causes church hurt, unnecessary church hurt, because people want to exert their authority as if they're holier than you because they sin differently than you. And to threaten the congregation, I think what really grinded my gears and was a pet peeve is that he said that you bet not attend no Bible, no baby shower, or have no secret baby shower. We don't do that. Sir, how dare you? So let me know what you guys think in the comments. As always, do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. And let's have the conversation in the comments below. And let's pray for this young lady. Let's pray for the pastor, right? Let's pray for the congregation that they will see who God truly is through the lens of how God sees us and how much mercy he has extended to us. And we should extend to others under the guidelines that he finds acceptable. That is all I have to say, you all. I'm going to head out of here. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Bye.